I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 29-year-old woman from Washington just moved in with her new boyfriend a few weeks ago. Okay, this could be interesting. And when she got home last Friday, she wanted to cuddle with him.
Well, that's, you know, normal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge cuddler. Before I got married, I'd cuddle all the time with my wife, and I'd hold her hands and I'd kiss her, but I don't know, just kind of like I lost interest in doing that.
You yeah. tricked her.
I think she does feel deceived. And it's not that I don't love my wife, it's just I'm warm enough myself. Your body heat added on to that just makes me a little sweaty. A little damp.
Surprise her one night. Turn on the AC.
That's
hey,
romantic.
Get extra close to me. Well, here's the thing, though. The guy wasn't into it, and he actually, when she tried to kiss him, he didn't kiss her back. That made her so upset that she grabbed a kitchen knife and tried to stab him multiple times.
Wow. That escalated quickly.
Yeah, he called the cops, and she was arrested for assault. So I don't know if they're living together anymore.
I doubt it.
A guy named Mo from England was upset back in November when his wife had a night out with her friends. Apparently, they'd opened up a gift shop back in August, but it wasn't doing so well. So Mo was actually working another job on top of that to pay their bills, and he didn't think it was fair that his wife was going out to the bar and having fun. So he did what any reasonable guy would do.
He did eeny, meeny, miny, Mo?
No. He called it a bomb threat.
Oh, to the bar?
Yes, he called it into the bar. The bar was evacuated and they had to close for the night. The cops eventually traced the bomb threat to guess who? Mo.
That's creative.
And he was in court last week. He got lucky, though. He got a 6-month suspended sentence for making a false threat. And he also has to pay the bar about $1,200 in compensation for probably the money they would have sold that night. And
yep.
He has to do 120 hours of community service. That's a lot. When we talk about celebrities like having to do community service.
Yeah, don't get between people and their fish and chips. Don't
no
do it.
You're a jerk. And your final dummy of the day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. A little warning to anybody that wants to drink and drive. You're not going to get away with it. A guy named Brian was driving drunk in Maine last weekend when he crashed his car into a ditch. Cops got there. He did not want to take a breathalyzer, which you're required to do. So how did he get out of it? How did he try to avoid it? He punched himself in the face repeatedly, 3 times, Alex. 3 punches.
Why would that make it so easy?
3 punches.
Have to take one?
Punch sound effect. 3 punches.
Oh.
There we go. Okay. Well, why did he do it? Well, one, he was drunk, but he was bleeding enough that the cops didn't give him a test. He's like,
oh.
if I punch myself in the face, I'll be bloody and they can't give me a breathalyzer
Ow.
Test. Well, they can also do it by your blood alcohol content, so they can like draw your blood. So they took him to the hospital. He had injuries to his face because I guess he has a good punch. But it wasn't quite enough, though, because he ended up getting charged with under the influence driving. And he also got charged with falsifying evidence and criminal mischief. I guess that's where he punched himself in the face. So
interesting.
Way to go, Brian, you big dummy. Those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
During a recent interview where Nick Jonas was hooked up to a heart monitor, he revealed that he thinks Miley Cyrus's song 7 Things is probably about him.
Okay.
He said in the music video, she's wearing the dog tag that he gave her when he was 14. Nick was actually kind of flattered that she wrote a breakup song about him and says it's a good song. He also talked about why Selena Gomez has bad feelings about Central Park because of him.
Okay, so this was at a time when my brothers and I were a boy band, and we were in Central Park, and we were very private about our relationship, and she was unhappy that her Central Park experience was ruined by the fact that I walked about 20 feet away from her. Even though they're taking pictures of us, and obviously we're there together, I was like, it'd be better if we stand about 25 feet apart. So it ruined her Central Park experience. So her and Taylor Swift, who was dating my brother Joe, but we never confirmed it, walked 25 feet behind us as we walked through the park by ourselves.
That's how we walk as a show. Like, we're out in public. It's like, hey.
We don't know each other.
Is he on life support or what?
I said he did an interview on a heart rate monitor.
Okay.
I guess to see if his heart started beating faster with questions or something.
He's dying.
Justin Timberlake held a listening party for his new album, Man of the Woods, on Wednesday in NYC, and he served guests grasshoppers
Yummy.
And ants covered in rose oil and black garlic. Would you try this?
Hell yeah.
I would never.
Do you know how many bugs you've eaten in your life accidentally?
One of my friends here in Indy, she's in like, I don't know, she's in Asian countries. She's doing like all of them. Like she was in, I don't know if she's doing China and Japan or what, but she's like all over, like exploring over there.
Okay.
Anyway, she ate a scorpion the other day, put a video of it on Instagram, and I said, you're actually insane. And then I blocked her, but...
You blocked her.
Well, I'm just kidding.
That's a little extreme.
I'm just kidding, but seriously, gross. Former NBA star Lamar Odom recently took a swipe at his ex, Khloe Kardashian, confessing, "I knew my marriage to Khloe was over when she was on her second or third NBA player." Khloe's sister Kim fired back, tweeting, "Or second or third brothel."
Hey!
I was lit.
Shots fired.
Movie director Woody Allen released a statement soon after his adopted daughter Dylan Farrow's interview with Gayle King on Thursday CBS This Morning. Farrow described a sexual assault she had, said that she had suffered at the hands of Allen when she was 7. Now Allen has released a written statement saying Dylan's older brother Moses has said that he witnessed their mother relentlessly coaching Dylan, trying to drum into her that her father was a dangerous sexual predator. He said it seems to have worked, and sadly, I'm sure Dylan truly believes what she says. Even though the Farrow family is cynically using the opportunity afforded by the Times Up movement to repeat this discredited allegation that doesn't make it any more true than it was in the past. I never molested my daughter, as all investigations concluded a quarter of a century ago. According to Southern California spies, Angelina Jolie has been grocery shopping at Trader Joe's in Silver Lake, LA. She uses recyclable bags, and her kids, who are, quote, lovely apparently, packed up all the groceries themselves, saving the cashier a job, which I think is kind of sweet.
You mean taking their job? What are they going to do? Have nothing left? No, if you have a family that big, you'd be in and out in no time.
You know about the bag issues out there?
No,
they charge
no.
you 10 cents per bag now. That's why everybody's bringing their own recyclable
bags. You know what?
Bags.
I literally can't stay in California lately. I don't, like, they're talking about how they want to be their own country. I say let them. Let them. Just get them out of the United States.
What do you want to
secede?
Yes.
Do you just want to have, like, a little earthquake and they separate so they're kind of like a little thing like Hawaii?
Why not? All of our issues are stemming from there lately. That's so Raven.
Like what?
Like literally everything, like all like that, like taking their jobs
like
with
like
their
what?
Bags, like it's just horrible things. That's so Raven star Orlando Brown was arrested Thursday morning in Barstow, California, after authorities responded to a family disturbance call. Disney Channel fans will easily remember Orlando's roles as Sticky Webb in The Proud Family, as well as Eddie Thomas in That's So Raven. Police said there was a verbal argument in an apartment with Orlando, his girlfriend, and his girlfriend's mom. The responding officer learned that Orlando had an active arrest warrant from Torrance Police Department. He was booked into the Barstow jail on charges for battery against a spouse, resisting a police officer, and possession of a controlled substance. The actor remains in custody with a bail set at $25,000.
I just picture Raven and Simone just like, oh, what? Oh, what's happening? Oh, no, he's getting arrested. No.
Louis Tomlinson donated $10,000 to a 9-year-old to help pay for her medical costs. The little girl has a rare brain malformation, which ultimately causes cerebral palsy. According to the fundraising page her parents set up, the family is now only $2,500 away from their $15,000 goal. Now, can I just bring this up? And maybe, I don't know. Am I wrong to say this? But like, okay, if all they need is $15,000, why didn't he just pay the full remaining amount? Why did he only give 10 grand? Like, he can afford it. It's just weird to me that he's going to leave them $2,500 away. Like, why didn't he just pay the extra $2,500?
Are you sure he can afford it?
Yes.
Are you positive?
Yes.
Where's Taylor Swift?
Well, I mean, this isn't her thing. The kid was a massive One Direction fan.
I know, but Taylor Swift pays for everything. Where is she?
She doesn't pay for everything. She's not going to pay for somebody that's not a fan of hers.
What if the kid last minute says, I also like Taylor Swift?
Oh, brother, that's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. You can check out the garbage, RadioNowIndeed.com, if you'd like to read stuff. Also, it's on our Instagram story, so follow us there, Joe and Alex Show. Live the Web Girl is a huge horoscope fan. She loves all the zodiac signs and all that astrology stuff. And now she's going to kind of give you like a little thing of what you can expect in your life, you know, over the next couple of days or, I guess, month or so. Are we ready to do this? Are we ready to enter Live Zodiac Zone?
It's Live the Web Girl's Zodiac Zone.
Okay, Aquarius, it is time to stop inviting people to your protest for the fair treatment of bees. Literally, no one even knows what you're protesting about at this point. Also, stop trying to make Coney 2018 a thing. It's not 2012 anymore.
Yes!
And Pisces, you and your so-called boyfriend that talk 1 hour a day, and he can only see you during the business hours on Thursdays. Newsflash, he is married!
No!
So
stop trusting him when he says the photos he's posting kissing another girl are his sister.
No!
And that gold ring he wears is not a promise ring.
Oh, I'm a Pisces.
Aries, stop eating Tide Pods. You're not a freaking load of laundry. And stop convincing everyone else to eat them too. Even though you're determined to break the record, doesn't mean you should.
Do it.
And
do it.
Taurus, stop being a block. If your friend wants to blow some dude in the bathroom, let her, all right? No offense, but your lame mom advice can kind of be a buzzkill. And Gemini, pick a damn boyfriend. You've been leading on the frat guy and the nerdy computer science dude for far too long.
Uh-oh.
I know you're not a bitch, but you're kind of acting like a bitch. Cancer, your hoarding problem has gotten out of control. It's time to throw away your baby teeth. Keeping them doesn't put a little protective supernatural shield over you. It just means you're now qualified for Freak Show Friday.
Yes!
Leo, your friends literally don't care about all the guys sliding into your Instagram DMs, especially when half of them got dumped over the holiday.
Oh.
So try to keep your excessive list of interested boys to yourself. Virgo, listen, honey, you need to get laid. Like, bad.
Okay, Virgo.
Put that work away and let your hair down. You need to stop being so shy and let your freak flag fly, girl. And Libra, get over that time your coworker said you looked tired 6 years ago.
Oh.
This built-up resentment is unhealthy AF.
Yeah, it is.
Also, you're not proving your point by stealing a post-it note a day. She literally has not noticed. And Scorpio, a Kroger Plus card is not some pyramid scheme, okay? Stop being so suspicious that the cashiers are trying to trap you into some It Works scam. They're literally just trying to save you a couple of dollars on your Skinny Pop and your gas, so chill.
That's a good deal. You need to get the Kroger card.
Exactly. I do love those.
Good deal.
And Sagittarius,
that's
your
me.
Philosophical views on how the Real Housewives franchise is really a metaphor for inceptions into alter reality and the existence of life are a little far-fetched.
Yeah.
And Capricorn, you're killing it with work and school, but there's like a 500% chance your social life isn't really vibing.
Uh-oh.
Ditch the books and trade it for booze this weekend.
Yes.
Stop being responsible and make out with someone at the bar or like five someones. And that is my Zodiac Zone.
Woo!
All right.
Good job, Liv. I love
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Let's get some teammates right now. We're going to play Finish the Lyrics. We'll go to line number one. Terry, you're on the show. Good morning. Let me actually turn your phone on so I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you want to be on Team Joe or Alex today?
I'm going to go with Team Alex.
All right. Good.
Terry, chameleon.
And then we'll go with, I want to see you make this into a song. Michelle, you're on Team Joe this morning, Michelle.
Hi.
Are you okay? That sounded like
I'm fine.
She's like,
I just can't believe I finally got picked to play.
Yes. That's right.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's see if we can get you a win here today then. Team Joe and Michelle, Team Alex and Terry. Before we begin the game, guys, you know what we got to do. We got to learn our rules.
Learn your rules. You better learn your rules. If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
All right, Finish the Lyrics. We each get three songs. We can listen to the songs up to two times. Then we have to give producer MYK our guess, whatever that next word is when it ends. That's kind of our final answer, that word. We can ask our teammate, which is Terry for Alex and Michelle for me, Joe, for help one time. That's it. All right, are you guys ready to begin the game?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Producer MYK, who should go first today, Alex or Joe?
I picked the song, so I can't decide that.
All right. Well, then I will say ladies first, Alex. How about you and Terry? Here's your first song for Finish the Lyrics.
With their tanks and their minds and their bombs and their guns in your head.
Ten more seconds. You better pay attention.
Okay. She says like, oh, that's what she says.
You giving birth over there?
Oh, that's what she says. Final answer.
What is it?
Oh.
All right. You got it. Do you have it locked in there, producer MYK, what she said?
I can hear it one more time.
Oh.
You got it locked in so I can play
it? Locked in, yeah.
Here's the answer.
Oh.
All right.
The Cranberries, R.I.P.
Rest in Dolores. And Dolores O'Riordan.
The whole band ain't dead. Calm down. Just the lead singer. Yeah, like they all got in plane
crashes. R.I.P. Dolores.
All right, here we go.
I was like 7, I put that song on a burn CD when I illegally downloaded music from LimeWire.
You stole from Dolores O'Riordan?
I did, and now I feel
from
bad.
Her grave.
I'm sorry.
Make a donation in her honor, then.
I will have to.
Do something. All right, here we go. Song number 1 for Team Joe and Michelle.
And I'll run for miles just to get it safe.
Yes.
Must be love on the brain. Can't be me feeling this way. It leaves me black and blue and rescue from
me. Oh, crap.
And I can't get enough.
I don't know the words. Kirsten, my name. Kirsten. Final answer, Kirsten.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
That wasn't even her. It was like the background people.
Now that person's famous. Now, like, did you hear me on that song? I'm the person going, Kirsten. All right. Round number 2 is where we head into. Still tied. Here goes Team Alex and Terry. You guys can fake laugh once in a while.
Okay.
Just
sorry.
Oh, Kirsten, my name.
So good, so good. Rose colored glasses on and the party on. Turn it up, it's your favorite song. Dance, dance, dance to the risk of dawn. Turn it up, keep it on repeat. Stumbling around like a wasted zombie. Yeah, we think we're free.
Yeah, final answer.
Final answer, yeah. Let's see.
Drink? Ah, I thought she said, yeah, this one or something. Yeah.
Ooh, you know,
sorry.
You know what just happened right now?
What?
Opportunity. Let's see if Team Joe Michelle can take
knocking.
The lead.
Opportunity's knocking.
Hello? Hello?
Trust me.
Oh, why didn't I get this one?
I'm going to sing this all sexy like.
I'll take a minute, love. Because I ain't trying to mess your image up. Like me mess around the triple cars. Stumble around town, pull your zipper up. Pants sag like I don't
give a what?
I ain't trying to mess your business up.
Nah.
And I ain't trying to get you in the stuff.
Nah.
But the way you touching on me in the club, rubbing on my miniature.
Well, you know, I think there was a guy that signed the Declaration of Independence, and his name was John Hancock. I think it's John Hancock, but I'm going to tag in my teammate right now. Michelle, do you think it's John Hancock?
That song? I'll go with whatever you say, but that isn't...
Well, I'm trying to win these tickets for you. I'm not going to the show. You're going. If you win, you're going to Chippendales.
Well, I'll go with whatever you say.
Oh, God. Okay. John Hancock.
I don't think that's right. That doesn't sound right in the song.
Well, what do you think it is then?
Is it I?
You think it's I?
Well, can you play the music again?
Yeah, one time, yep.
Trust me, trust me, trust me. Hold on, take a minute, love. Cause I ain't trying to mess your image up. Like me mess around the triple cops. Stumble around town, pull your zipper up. Pants sag like I don't get, but I ain't trying to mess your business up. And I ain't trying to get you in the stuff. But the way you touching on me in the club, rubbing on my miniature.
I don't know. I'm going to need your help, Joe.
I'm going to say John, like John Hancock. Final answer. Here we go.
John Hancock.
Yeah!
Thank you, because I didn't know.
There you go, rubbing on my miniature.
See, I thought it was just Hancock, not John, so I thought he said rubbing on my Hancock, my signature, ooh, so I would have gotten that wrong.
Well, there you go. See, we figured out lyrics today, and we actually talked about history.
Exactly.
You're not going to get this on any other show.
We're edumacational here on the Joe and Alex show.
It's damn straight. All right, Alex, are you ready? You need this, otherwise Joe and Michelle win.
Okay.
Here we go.
Giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. Feel better, Lord. Show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away.
And then it's like, you get something, you give me a million reasons to stay. Terry.
Terry Chameleon. I'm tagging you in, baby. What does she say there at the end?
I think it might be but. But can
but you're giving me a million reasons to stay? Yeah, let's listen again.
Giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst feel better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away.
But?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with but.
But you're giving me a million reasons to stay. Are you sure it's but? Okay, I'm going to go with you then. But, final answer.
Maybe.
Okay, if you get this, we continue on. If not, it's a Joe and Michelle win. Looking for but. Final answer, and it is...
But baby,
but baby. I just need one good one to say. Good job, Terry!
The answer was but.
Terry Chameleon. The way she moves. All right.
We have a tie game. Is that correct?
We have a tie. It's karma. Is it Terry?
Terry. That's my name. That's like when listeners call in and they're on my team, I always like, if it fits, I always take out karma and I put in their name there. Haven't you heard me do this before? I've done it a million times.
So you could have been... Joe
and Alex Show listeners know.
You could have had Michelle Chameleon.
No, it doesn't work. It's too long of a name. It's got to be a one-syllable name or two-syllable.
Terry Michelle.
Michelle's just like us a lot.
Michelle sounds like three syllables, even though it's two.
Because you can't say Michelle. You can't do that. It's too hard.
All right, let's keep going.
Hey, I'm not a songwriter. I don't know. I'll take her word for it.
Neither is
she. All right, so if we get this, we win. If not, it's overtime. Here we go, Team Joe and Michelle.
Hello.
Kesha.
Wherever you are, are you dancing on the dance floor? Drinking by the bar. Tonight we do it big and shining like stars. And we don't give a why, because that's just who we are. And we are.
I wish I had this so bad.
Okay, I'm just going to play the last part because it kind of fades out. I can't hear exactly what she says.
I don't think this was even a radio single.
Probably not.
I wish it was because it's like my favorite Kesha song.
All right, I need to really hear this one. I have to focus. Crazy Kids? I'm going to say Crazy Kids. So final answer would be Crazy for the win. It is...
We are the crazy people.
Keep that as a drop on the show, please.
Wait. Hold on. What is it?
We are the crazy people.
We are the crazy people.
And we are, though. The Joe and Alex Show, we are. We're like the island of misfit toys here on the show.
All right. We didn't go over this earlier in the rules, but we have a tie game after three rounds. So what do we do now?
Who knew? All right. I picked a number between 1 and 10, and whoever gets closer gets to listen to the next song. Between 1 and 10, Alex. 33 is a little high.
Math is
play
hard.
Play the crazy people part.
Yeah, here we go.
We are the crazy people.
Wait a minute. Wait, what does she get to pick?
7.
I don't know. You want to pick first?
I would like a chance. I believe in equal opportunity.
Okay, let's hear your number.
No, she can go with 7. I'll go with 6.
You go with 6? The number I wrote down.
Gosh,
is 8.
Dang it!
Yeah.
All right, Alex, you can play or pass.
Play.
You're gonna play. All right, you have to get this right to win.
Okay. No pressure, but I hope you screw up.
If not, amen.
My bunghole is puckered.
Amen. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins, and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God.
Play it again.
Last time.
Amen. Amen. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins, and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God.
Alex's face looks very painful.
Take. Final answer. I don't know. I don't think that's right.
Final answer. Take. If she gets it right, they win. If not, Team Joe wins. It is...
Let me give you my life.
That means Joe and Michelle win.
Yeah.
Epic.
I'm sorry, Terry Chameleon.
okay.
There you go. At least you have a new song to sing. Congratulations to Michelle, hooking you up with Chippendales About Last Night tour going on next Friday night, January 26th at the Egyptian Room. Hang on the line. We'll get all of your information.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak. She's super freaky.
Freak Show Friday. Giggity. It's the Joe and Alex Show. And of course, Freak Show Friday is your chance to email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Or if you want to follow us on Instagram, you can do that. Send us a direct message and we'll kind of communicate that way too. Whatever's more convenient for you. And then, Alex, we have people on to talk about the weird, freaky stuff that they might have going on.
Yeah, just you want to get it off your chest. Maybe you can't tell anyone in your life your true feelings or what your weird habit is, but like you can tell us. We'll even give you a fake name if you want.
Yeah, which I'm kind of questioning today if this is real or not. But Madeline, you're on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday. Why don't you share with us kind of what's going on?
Yeah, so my buddy, who's my brother, I don't know, I'm just kind of nervous to tell you guys this, but I have feelings for him, I think, but not like sexual feelings. I just really care about him, and I don't know if it's normal brother or sister stuff, you know?
You think that you have romantic feelings for your bubby, like your brother, your biological brother?
Yeah, I think so, but I don't know if it's like, I don't know if it's different between like I like him like that or if it's just brotherly love.
Well, give us some examples, because now I'm very intrigued.
Well, I mean, sometimes I don't know. I'm still a virgin, so, like, I don't know about, like, sex and things like that, but I don't mind holding my brother's hand, and I just love his morning breath. And, you know, sometimes I'll just crawl into his bed because I'll get scared at night, and I love it when he just kind of holds me in tight. And, you know, we shared a room up until I was 14, and he's 5 years older, and so, I don't know, his girlfriends just are terrible, and I'm like, and sometimes I envision, like, why am I not with him?
That's weird. Now, wait, so, okay, 5 years older, did you ever see him, like, or did he see you kind of, I guess, not dressed or in underwear?
Oh, yeah. We take family showers together, and, like, we all bathe together.
Wait, like, recently, when was the last time that happened?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a regular thing. Like, we have a large shower in our house that kind of goes into a tub, and we all just kind of go in at the same time.
No.
Do you have a problem paying your water bill? Why the hell would you do that?
I didn't think it was outside of the normal thing to do.
Yeah, it is, actually. It is, for
very
sure.
Weird.
And it's also weird that you and your brother shared a room till you were 14 together. That right there, that is probably why you have weird feelings for him. If you were going through a changing body and all that, and your brother was in that close of quarters, no wonder you've got some messed up, weird, situational feelings.
Yeah, but, I mean, I kind of knew that at the heart, but now I don't know what to do. It's not like I can change my feelings for my brother.
Okay, so explain to me. So you said he dates girls that are crappy and it makes you feel like you could treat him better. Kind of explain that to me.
Well, like one girl works at TGI Fridays and she comes over at like 11:30 and then she leaves in 2 hours and they're just always texting. And I always go like run errands for him and I'll get him food and I'll cook him food. And if he needs anything for, like, work, you know, I'll iron his clothes or pick up his dry cleaning.
And what do you want in return for all of that from your bubby?
I just want bubby to acknowledge that, like, maybe he would be happier if it was just us too, you know? I'm trying to be friends with these girls, but they're just terrible, and it's so much better when it's just me and him hanging out.
Okay.
Sorry, Alex. Real quick, this one thing. I'm really getting creeped out. Can we just call him your brother? I can't take Bubby anymore. Brother. I'm sorry. Let's just say your brother.
We all call him Bubby at my house, so it's almost like I don't even know his name. It's Bubby to me. So.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, you could call him my brother.
I'm confused. Like, a lot of what you're saying to me is very, like, normal protective sibling stuff. Like, how you see him dating, like, girls that may not have the best intentions or whatever. Like, that to me is pretty normal. But, like, I'm trying to see what's the showering is abnormal. But then as far as what your feelings are, how you're confused about what your feelings are for him,
Like, do you imagine kissing him or engaging in any physical activity or what?
I know. It's so confusing, right? That's my problem. It's like, sometimes I do. I wouldn't mind kissing my brother, but I haven't really had intimate relationships with anybody else, you know? So I just don't have anything to compare it with, but whenever I think of other dudes, it's so gross.
I've never heard any girl or woman love their brother so much. Usually it's like, oh, they're gross, they're disgusting, they smell like gym bags.
She likes his morning breath, she said.
Yeah, I can't think of one thing I don't like about Gubby.
You guys don't fight?
We fight about like regular things, but it's usually just like who's sitting on the couch, you know, and then I will crawl up into his lap and we'll just share the couch cushion. It's nothing like we don't punch or hit each other.
Wait a minute. He lets you sit on his lap to watch movies?
Yeah, that's how we watch movies all the time.
Sometimes
his girlfriends get weirded out and they leave, and it's not my fault they're weird.
Wait, you crawl and sit on his lap while his girlfriend or the girl he's seeing is over?
Yeah, that's how we've done it for our whole life.
That sounds creepy, like your butt's near his wiener.
I don't know. It's how we've done it. Our butts and wieners touch all the time.
What?
In the shower, when I'm sitting on his lap, when I'm in his bed cuddling.
I guess it is.
This is like, I feel like it's kind of messed up, like mind control here.
This is weirding me out.
You don't, I don't think it's funny. I think this is serious, Alex.
I think it's hilarious because it's so weird.
Could you imagine? You've got a brother that's younger.
No, I would literally kill myself before ever doing anything like that. Why do you think you're like this, Madeline?
Maybe it's because I haven't met the right guy, but I can't even imagine anybody that would live up to Bubby.
How do your parents react to your relationship with your brother, with you sitting on his lap and all that as a grown adult?
You know, it's our normal, so I think that they like it because we're just a one big happy family.
Do you ever sit
Sometimes
on your...
Sometimes I sit on my dad's lap like that, too, but I don't have the same feelings about my dad as I do Bubby.
Well, that's good.
I was just going to ask, do you sit on your dad's lap? This is not right. This is messed up.
I know, and that's why I called in, and it's just, I'm trying to get over it, and I don't know if I should tell him, or maybe I should just start telling his girlfriends he's unavailable so he'll only be with me.
Whoa! That is some crazy stuff!
You need to get online, on Tinder, on Bumble. You need to find a boy that's not genetically related to you.
I know, and I've tried those things, but every picture that is not Bubby just creeps me out, and it's just like, I don't even want to think about another guy.
Have you and your brother done anything intimately?
I mean, no, not that I know of. Like, we haven't, like, done that.
Well, what? There's got to be something.
Touched, kissed, anything?
Anything at all remotely that sparked a feeling in your nether regions.
Your
what
loins.
Gave you butterflies with your brother?
So, I mean, our whole family, and my mom's side of her family, and my dad's side, they all kiss, everyone kisses on the lips. So our family kisses on the lips, but not open mouth. But we're always just, like, kissing, you know.
So you're saying you've kissed your brother on the lips, like a closed mouth, like a hello, goodbye type of thing?
Yeah.
Did it ever last a little longer than it should have?
Oh, my God.
I mean, not that I can think of it. But now that I think of it, sometimes when it does happen, I am very excited about it.
Oh, God! Madeline, this is not healthy. It's not normal.
This sounds borderline incestual. Just throwing it out there right now. I'm not trying to talk bad about your brother, but...
You got to see a psychiatrist. You need help.
I know. I just don't... It's not that I can help my feelings. My feelings are my feelings.
Yeah.
And Bubby is, like, the best thing in my life. And
how about just cutting him out of your life? Because it's not normal.
Oh, my gosh. Are you crazy? I could never do that.
Yeah, Alex is crazy. She doesn't sit on her brother's lap like you. She's very crazy.
We got to take calls.
Yeah, we do. And we need to get some help, too. Hey, Madeline, thank you so much for calling in today for Freak Show Friday. We will...
We don't get help with... This isn't an advice thing. It's not like we can get her help because it's Freak Show Friday, but I just want to hear what
people
think.
Maybe somebody listening right now... We are in Indiana. Maybe somebody listening right now has an attraction to a sibling.
Ba-da-ding, ding, 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 ding,
and they work through it. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. And Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. We will talk to you next.
Madeline and Bubby, relationship goals or nah?
Here's to my brother. Remember every day.
What is this?
Oh no.
I will always you.
No.
Be with you to the end.
Stop.
When no one else is around, I will be your friend.
I can't take it.
It is the Joe and Alex Show, Freak Show Friday today, talking about Madeline, who just called in, and she's got feelings for her brother.
Her bubby, which that word is now canceled, by the way. No
brother.
One's allowed to say bubby anymore.
Brother.
If you call your son or your brother bubby, stop it.
Stop. Brother. Just stop. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Sorry, in Radio Now, 100.9 on Facebook. Live the Web Girl, what are people saying about Madeline?
Shelby said, Freak Show Friday, more like Game of Thrones. And then Casey said, she said cabin, where do they live? Hashtag cue the banjos. And then Tristan said, the word bubby is now discontinued. Exactly.
I don't think anybody should have ever said bubby in the past, but let's agree going forward. You know there's something sexual going on with your family member if you say bubby. Kelsey on the Joe and Alex Show, what's up? What do you want to say?
Well, I have to say that that is really weird. And, my apartment got glazed yesterday, and so we had to stay at my mom's house. And I still have a younger brother who's 15, and he is the hardest person to ever wake up in the morning. And so I ran in there and jumped on his bed, and I said, oh, my God, this bed is so lumpy. And, like, that's normal sibling stuff, but to want to, like...
I thought you were going to say you got in bed and he was naked.
I jumped in bed and said,
oh, my
Bubby.
God, no.
Yeah, I was, like, waiting for you to be like, and I accidentally saw him.
He was pitching a tent.
No. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought you were going to say. So, wait, is your brother hot, though?
No, I mean, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, he's adorable in a way. He has, like, a big nose, and he's a redhead. So
oh, that's
my little
cute.
Ginger buddy.
Oh, I like him.
Did she say ginger bubby?
She said bubby.
No, buddy.
No, that word is discontinued.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Buddy.
Yeah, that's precious.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in, Kelsey. Let's talk to Amanda this morning. What do you think about Madeline for Freak Show Friday?
Definitely Freak Show Friday. That is crazy. You have feelings for your brother. I think she needs some therapy.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I mean, that's not cool. I mean, how could you, what if your parents found out? I mean,
yeah.
One of you would be a disgrace.
Okay, but
family.
See, that's the thing. I don't think her parents would care because her parents, they sound like grown adults, like definitely late teens or early 20s. She definitely sounds like she's in her early 20s to me. So if the parents are taking showers with their kids.
Whoa.
Remember,
did
she
you,
said
did
that
you
at the beginning
that?
Of the call.
Okay, wow.
So she sees her brother naked all the time.
I remember a kid.
That's crazy. And then when she said she gets excited when, you know, she gives him a kiss. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I give my mom a kiss on, you know, like the cheek or the forehead or something. But, you know, never like lip. You know, lip to lip. You know what I mean?
Now, that's she said they're closed mouth kisses, but they are kisses.
I don't... That's where you have to draw the line. I mean, that's not right in so many ways.
Yep.
I mean, I grew up and I knew a kid that was homeschooled and, like, his family...
Homeschooled freaks.
No, I'm not judging anybody that is, but with the homeschooling, though, his family, and I got invited, but I never went over. My parents wouldn't let me, but they would all swim naked in their pool together.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care who you are, and I can say this because I was homeschooled. Nobody that comes out of being homeschooled is normal, and I was homeschooled.
You were homeschooled.
Yes. So
God,
see
so
what I mean?
Makes sense. The more I learn about Alex, I'm like, oh, that's my.
I wasn't homeschooled for a long period of time, only first and second grade, but I still was.
It did enough damage.
And it did enough damage.
Her teacher was Mr. Squarepants.
No. Can you just imagine them though? They're just looking at each other.
Ew. She sits on his lap.
It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's
embrace it.
Unthinkable. This kiss, this
imagine
kiss.
Being the other woman, though,
from
because her brother
sis.
Is dating this other chick, and she said she could be on the couch with her brother, and Madeline will get up and crawl on her brother's lap during the movie. Now, if I was the other girl and the guy
you
I'm seeing...
You never come back.
Never. I would run out the door.
You can't compete with history. They have years of history together.
Genetics and everything. Charlie on the Joe and Alex Show, you got some advice for Madeline?
I do, actually. So,
now I'm going to have to change my phone contact of my brother from Bubby to Greg or something. Because now I don't know what to do anymore. But the only difference is my brother is 8 years older than me. And I've always looked up to my brother. He's very successful, lives out in California.
Hot.
He's doing a lot for himself. And I could never think of having a crush on my brother. Don't get me wrong, he's handsome, but he looks a lot like me, too. So
you never had any weird dreams, like just by accident?
No. I can't.
I think that's normal. I think people dream about their family members sometimes.
Have you dreamed sexually about your brother, Joe?
About a family member, yeah, but it wasn't like pleasureful, like, oh, yeah. It was just like, this is weird. Why am I seeing them in this position or this scenario?
I used to dream sexually about my cousin, but he wasn't really my cousin. He was adopted.
Girl, you tell yourself that to make yourself feel better, okay?
My brother is like my brother. He's legit my brother. I could never imagine.
Well, let's go back to the cousin.
Yeah, tell us about your cousin.
Tell us about your hot cousin.
Is your cousin older or younger?
Yeah, he's older.
How much older?
He's 21. He's about to be 22.
Ooh, he can buy you a drink, okay.
Big muscles.
Is he muscular?
Well, I haven't seen him in like 4 years, but like I used to go down to my aunt and uncle's all the time to Spencer and hang out with all of them. And I was 12 and he was 15 at the time.
Uh-huh.
He had a girlfriend and...
You were jealous?
I was pretty jealous, yeah. I was like, oh my God, he's
You're
so
like
cute.
That, bitch.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing. Where is your family from in Indiana?
My family is from the South Side, basically, Indianapolis area.
Always in the South. Always in the South.
Yep. Now let me ask you this. Did you ever kiss your cousin?
I kissed him on the cheek one time.
We are getting some juicy stuff on Freak Show
Friday. But listen,
Friday.
We're not judging. Like, I hope you know that. Like, to me, this is so interesting.
Like, no, I know you're not judging, but to me, he's not really my cousin.
He's adopted.
Like, yeah.
Does it count?
There you go.
If it's a stepbrother, it's a sibling that's adopted, or a cousin that's adopted, does it count? That's the question of the day.
I don't think it counts, you know? I mean, I was like I said, I was 12, but it was so weird, like... When I was 16, he actually got married to the girl.
That is some Indiana stuff right there, getting married at 16.
That must have been a tough wedding to attend, huh?
Holy cow. Well,
no, he was 18, 19 at the time. Okay. When I went, it was pretty cool, and I was like, I kind of said to him, we were talking outside. I was talking to him and the family, and I kind of pulled him aside. I was like, I'm sorry for being weird. I was 12. He's like, we're 12. It's okay.
Oh,
he's
God.
Like, I get it.
Why did you bring that up?
Did
That's
you stand
so awkward.
Up? Did you stand up when they're like, if anybody has something, say
yeah,
it now?
Yeah, did you object?
No.
He's mine. He's mine.
I loved him first.
I was 12.
I wasn't going to put him in that position.
He's
but...
my cousin, you bitch.
You were going to put him in that position, but there's some other positions you wanted to put him in.
No. I was 12, Alex. I was 12. I couldn't. Your hormones were raging.
Oh,
but
God.
It's all good now, you know.
I really hope so.
I haven't seen him in about, I think it's been about 4 years now because his mom got addicted to some hard drugs.
Now we're getting into some other weird Indiana territory.
Now, Charlie, if things ever didn't work out with your cousin and his wife, would you be there ready for the rebound?
A boyfriend now. We're pretty set to.
Is your boyfriend now your second or third cousin?
Shut up. No, he's not. I met my boyfriend at a pizza place.
Oh, there we go.
That sounds like, romance isn't dead, you know? With Charlie's story, romance isn't dead. If your cousin is adopted, he's definitely a possibility. Now, see, I don't have any adopted cousins, so
Alex,
I can't look there.
This should give you hope, though. I know your love life has kind of been not that good lately, but Charlie is an inspiration to all of us. Thank you, Charlie.
A true American hero.
No problem. If you ever want to get in a relationship, I suggest you meet him at work. Because I met my boyfriend. I was a crew member at the pizza place, and he was a shift lead.
The superior
power.
That's what I'm saying.
He plays with your pepperoni.
I like how he put that pizza in the oven. I like to watch
I
mess it
with the sausage. You know what I'm saying?
Charlie, you're amazing.
Charlie, you need to call back every show.
Every
Thank
day.
You so much. That's why we do Freak Show Friday. There's nothing else to say.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Alexa just tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show and said, what about the movie Clueless? Wasn't that her stepbrother she ended up with? You know what? It was. And he was hot. And I really was rooting for them to be together.
And I've seen a lot of movies before. Like, I don't watch them, but I've seen them. And I think it's quite common for stepbrothers and stepsisters to sometimes, you know, get together. So I hear. So I think we should be less judgy.
Is that what we learned? Just accept everybody for who they are.
Yeah, love who you want, even if they're your family member. That is Freak Show Friday. If you could not get through on the phone this morning, make sure you tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. Also on our Instagram, Joe and Alex Show.
Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. The comments are ablaze. And if you want to share this, I know a lot of people after the show, they want to share what they heard with their friends and family.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a hot brother you want to like indirectly tell him you have a crush on him. You can share this segment online, RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show.
So my wife, Lindsay, and I, we've been in Indy since we started the Joe and Alex Show about what? Almost a year and a half, something like that. It's been a little bit of time, but we're finally settling in. She's got a great full-time job. She loves working at Finish Line, so shout out to that. And she's really starting to adjust and, you know, feel like home. Still doesn't have a ton of girlfriends, but she's meeting them. And one friend that she has now, they went the other night and they did a class where you kind of, you do some painting and then you get to drink wine. I don't, you know, a lot of girls like to do that. Guys do too. And it sounds like a fun time. I was like, have fun. That's great. I was so happy for her. And the photo, actually, we're going to be posting this in a second. Radio Now 100.9. You can see our dog. She actually did a portrait of our dog, Paddington. You can see what that looks like on our Facebook page and also our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. That's all good. And I thought she did a great job. Did you guys get a chance to check out the photos?
I did too. I was like super impressed. I thought she did an excellent job.
Yeah, so I think my wife is, she's talented, like way better than me. I mean, she's no Bob Ross, but it's impressive. Here's the thing though. I found out there's other classes they offer besides like, hey, painting your dog or painting this or that, like painting a flower. I guess per her friend's suggestion, but now she wants to do it too, there is kind of a nude painting class. Not where she gets naked, but where they're going to paint a naked man. There's going to be a guy.
Ooh.
I don't know. It doesn't matter what he looks like. It's another guy.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to have their wine, so you know they get all giggly and funny, and they're going to paint this man naked. And
I've heard of those.
And I don't know if his junk will be hanging out or not. I assume so. But I don't know how to feel about that.
Like how, like what? You're feeling insecure? Because I thought you said you never get jealous when it comes to Lindsay or and feel like that.
I've always said, and I don't know why, it's just a feeling. My wife could easily get another man. Like, as far as like who's the better looking person in our relationship, definitely my wife. Like, way more more attractive person, definitely her. So I think, like, if she wanted to get a new guy, she could totally do that before I could get a new girl. But I just don't feel like Lindsay would ever cheat on me. I just feel comfortable. You know what I mean? Like, some people you're worried about, are they going to be faithful in a relationship? And I feel like she'll be with me till the end, till I do her wrong. But I'm also insecure about me being naked. You guys know that. It's affected my sex life. And my wife hates when I talk about this, so I'll keep it to a minimum. But I'm trying more and more, which is funny as a married man, but for me to try to initiate stuff because I'm so uncomfortable with my body and how overweight I am,
right,
that I don't enjoy like having sex as much.
So you're worried she's just going to see a naked man who might be more flattering physically and that then she wouldn't necessarily cheat on you with him, but it would just give her the idea of like, hey, I might want to be with somebody just that's different looking.
You're always bringing up like, Joe, you know, you got to start doing that. Otherwise, she's going to be tempted to go somewhere else. And different stuff like that. And like I said, I don't think Lindsay would ever cheat on me. I'm not saying that necessarily, but
it might just give her the idea of like, I want something else.
But I don't know how to, I mean, she listens to the show, so we'll definitely talk about this later. But I don't know how to approach her about this, about, you know, I want her to paint. I just don't want her to paint.
Paint you like one of her French girls?
Pretty little French girls. I just don't want her painting a naked dude. I wouldn't mind if she was painting a naked woman.
Okay.
But I feel like, I don't know, what if the guy came on to her? Because they're drinking?
I don't think that's fair. I don't think that those people, they don't interact with the painters. They're like silent.
Oh, you think nobody's ever painted the model then hooked up with the model?
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it's happened, but I don't think you have to worry about that. I think you would have to worry about her maybe just getting the idea in general that like she wants to be with somebody else just by seeing another man naked. Here's what I think. I think if you're insecure about anything in a marriage, the wife or the husband, if you're insecure about it, no matter what it is, then the other person has to respect it. So if you're insecure about her painting this guy, she's just got to respect it and not do it. Same with if she says to you, I'm insecure, if you want to go to a strip club or something, then you shouldn't go either. It goes both ways.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like to have that in a relationship. I respect people for sure, but I don't want it to start being like, well, I don't want you to do that. Then we're not going to be able to do anything.
You just don't want her to be able to tell you what to do.
Well, duh. Who wants to be told what to do? Nobody does.
I think you need, she shouldn't do it because you're insecure about it, but then you have to be willing to not do things that make her insecure.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What would you like to say?
I would like to say that girls like bigger guys, so I don't think you have a whole lot to worry about.
What if this guy's bigger than me, you know, where it counts, though?
That is typically not a problem. Girls claim that they want a really big thing down there, but depending on our size, like I'm a small person, Alex is a small person.
Yeah.
If it's big, it's going to hurt us.
Can I share something with you guys?
Oh, just God, what is it? Careful, it's a family-friendly show, not...
Is it?
No,
no.
Never has been.
Okay, just honestly, like, I don't think I've ever said this out loud on the radio before, but I actually have a huge fear of marrying somebody that's too big. Like, I actually secretly hope I get someone that's small to average because I am so tiny that it, like, scares me.
What's small to average to
you? And it should, because it's a problem if you're small.
Yeah,
it could kill you.
Like, even my hips
hurts.
And everything.
It's
I'm
not
like,
okay.
Exactly. Like, I'm just like, I am such a tiny person.
Wait, so are you stuck with somebody that's got a big one?
He's good size. Not going to hurt me too bad, though.
Like, okay, so there's a girl that I went to high school with, and I remember we were talking at, like, a sleepover once, and she was telling me how, like, when her and her boyfriend would have sex, they had been dating for, like, 2 years, and she said even though they were constantly having sex, it never felt good because he was so huge. And I was like, that is literally my worst nightmare, and if I'm waiting till I'm married to have sex, that scares me that I'm going to end up with some guy that's got a humongous eggplant.
You might have to get divorced.
Because he's too big.
Yeah, the reason why you separated.
You can definitely figure out how big he is.
All the micro penises, hit me up. Yo, Alex Raps with a Z on Instagram.
All the micro penis. All the micro penis.
All the micro penis. All the micro penis. Hey. All right. Thank you for calling. I think it's the first time we've ever said micro penis on the air, hasn't it?
It's a great word. We need to say it more, utilize it more. But seriously, we got to get advice for you.
317-239-1009. Do you want to try calling my wife up? Maybe. I don't know if she'll come on or not. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. I'm insecure. I'm kind of jealous. I just asked my wife if she would come on, and I've not got a response. I'm going to take that as a no. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and we're talking about how my wife, Lindsay, is taking up painting. And I think she's really good at it. She's insecure, but I think she's talented. You can see it. Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook and the Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. And you can see the picture of our dog, Paddington, and what she actually painted in one of those painting and wine drinking classes. And the reason I don't want her to do that anymore, or at least skip this one next thing, is... She wants to because one of her friends brought it up. Like, we should do one of those nude painting classes and paint a guy. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. That's a bad idea. What are people saying on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram and Twitter, Liv?
Bridge said, figure painting isn't sexual at all, man or woman. Nothing to be uncomfortable with. The models are paid to be there. And when you are painting a body, it's really anatomical and not a sexual object.
Okay, maybe it's just me being a dude, because I would have such a hard time doing that kind of painting if I saw a naked woman. Brittany on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey. You were worried about size. Any girl who ever says that they want a big one has never had one.
Oh, why? Because it's awful?
It's awful.
How big was he that it sucked?
It's about as thick as my wrist and big.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Yeah, that sounds like no thanks. That sounds like it's like the reverse giving birth to a baby. And
sure
I don't want
exactly.
that.
Are you sure you're with a man and not a horse?
I'm not with him anymore, thank God. But no, I mean, but now that, you know, I'm married and average.
Okay.
Awesome. It's not just that part that does it. It's the whole thing.
It's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean.
Well, and he's got more than a boat.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, he's got a destroyer. Okay.
He's got a nice little yacht.
No, right?
A battleship.
No, I'm just saying, like, you get, you know, there's hands, there's mouths, there's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, man. Right.
All right. I don't think we answered anything about the actual painting.
She was responding to my point of I'm terrified of a big dong.
Oh, with your micro-vagine, right?
Yeah.
Alex has a micro-vagine. There you go. Good morning, James. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Joe. Brother,
yes.
Relax, man. I got two things for you. One, I've taken a couple of drawing classes, and I can promise you, just like the person from online said, there's nothing sexual about it. In fact, they don't even typically bring in anybody that has what you would call an attractive body. Because those are easy to draw and not interesting to draw. They don't challenge the artist.
Wait, so Joe could be the model?
What the hell are you saying, Alex?
That's what I'm saying. That's my challenge is, Joe, you volunteer. Ooh. Let Lindsay do it, but you volunteer and go model for the class, dude. You're perfect for it.
Would you do this? Wait. No. Would you? Yes, we could find. I bet somebody listening right now, like, hosts these classes. Maybe you could be the volunteer, and that would be an amazing thing for the show.
No.
We could just get a picture of you, like, belly up. We don't have to show the other stuff, and you do this. Would you do it?
No, my dong's too small. I can't do that.
But that's the point.
So are the models that they bring in typically.
But these are not
Abercrombie models, man. They're not hot people.
They're not lumpy porn stars.
Yeah, they're lumpy, saggy. That's what's interesting
Perfect.
To draw.
So that's you.
Real quick, does everybody think, like, for the Joe and Alex show, they think I'm just lumpy and saggy? Is that my description?
Well.
Okay, I get it.
It got quiet.
Well, if somebody has a painting class, I'm not saying yes to it, but if you have.
Oh, please call.
Call us at 317-239-1009 or Joe and Alex Show and reach out. Alex, would you go to the class and paint?
Would you sign up?
No, I'm not going to see you naked, but Lindsay can.
No, I think you and Liv both have to be there.
I also can't paint. I'm dead serious. I cannot color in the lines in a coloring book. I try so hard.
We want people to draw Joe, paint Joe, and then tweet us the pictures.
I am not artistic that way, but... You should totally do
it
because it's amazing.
Fat bastard.
It is an amazing bit for the show. You should totally do it.
Matter of fact, without seeing Joe naked, go ahead and draw Joe. Draw his naked picture and tweet it to @JoeAndAlexShow.
All right, Tom, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Two things, man. A, dude, if you got good love with your relationship, it's completely good. You know, you don't have nothing to worry about. And the other thing for Alex, you're absolutely right. About 390, almost like 400 pounds. I'm a big guy. My fiance's small. Like, she's about in her, about, say, like 120
okay.
pounds.
Dude.
Huh?
She's petite. Yeah, she's small.
Yeah, and I end up putting her in the hospital for like three days. My dong put her in the hospital when we first got together.
You are joking me.
I swear to God, dude. I could give you the doctor measured everything.
How big are you?
Seven and a half and three inches wide.
No, oh, gross. Okay, you are what I call a Coke can. I am not into that. I am not.
That's great. It's funny because everyone says fat guys have small, you know what? And I told him, I said, listen, I downplayed the whole entire time of our relationship.
Oh, God.
And I told her, I said, oh, it's you know, I'm like every other fat guy. You know, everything's not big. And
did you tear her?
Stop. No. No.
It what?
Did you tear her, yes or no?
Obviously, she had to go to the hospital for 3 days.
Oh, my God, for 3 days.
It's tearing up my gine when I'm with you.
I have so many questions. Is she able to enjoy sex with you?
Not really. I have a high sex drive anyways, and Ooh. What the bad part is, we run into the issue of...
She doesn't even want to.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like that because, like, I don't, like, every, it's weird. I normally used to date big girls. Okay, big girls, I guess they could just handle it, I guess.
There's more separation right there. There's
Ew.
More separation.
Oh, here's yeah, a, okay, but does she, would she rather do other stuff besides actual P and the V?
No, that's pretty much the only thing she would rather do.
That's what I'm saying, because you hurt her, so she just wants to do everything else. So is that hindering your relationship? Like, do you think that you guys won't make it because you are too big?
Well, the thing is, I was worried about that, but then again, I realized something. I work, I cook, clean, I do all this stuff, and all she does is sit at home. So me and my buddy was talking. He asked me that question. He goes, do you think she might leave? I said, I don't think so, counting the fact that I pretty much do everything for her.
So you got other stuff going on. I see.
I was like, you know, I mean, if I was her, I wouldn't leave.
Tom, have you ever considered if it's possible one day to get a dong reduction?
Hell no.
That is so massive.
Now, Tom said he weighs about 390 pounds. If he loses like 190 pounds or so, he's going to get all that back D back.
Oh, yeah. You might be like 10 inches.
I'm actually starting. She told me, she's like, we're going to do a diet regimen. We're going to help you lose weight. I said, that's great. And I told her what happened, and then she started crying. She goes, no.
She cried. Well, she didn't want you to get any bigger.
She needs to make you like 600 pounds so it'll be like a normal size one. one.
Yeah. You got to gain more weight, dude.
Dude, Tom, man, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex show.
Guys, that is real. We should have done a whole separate segment on just how terrified I am of big D's.
We can. We can bring that up another day.
I am horrified. I need to know from actual women who date guys. Like, I want to hear her side. Like, his girlfriend's side of it, I want to hear her side. Because that is what I'm terrified of. Because I am literally, like, 106 pounds soaking wet. And I'm just such a tiny person. And I'm like, I will break in half. And I'm terrified.
I thought he was going to say because he's a bigger guy. Because I feel gross when I get on top of my wife. I feel like, I'm sure she's going to pass out in a few minutes because she can't breathe. But that's what I thought he was going to say. He's like, I put her in the hospital because she passed out or something. But I didn't realize
that. No, because it's like the reverse of giving birth is what that is. And that sounds like not fun for anybody.
No, it definitely does not. If you couldn't get through, Joe and Alex show on our Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9. You can see the painting photo. Oh, and by the way, Lindsay just texted me back, my wife. She said, I'm totally on board with the nude painting thing. I would love to paint that.
Paint you?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to take some calls off the air while we have to play a song. But I want to see if anyone calling in is someone that would let you model, because we need to set that up.
I'll do it under one condition.
What? You have to wear a little loincloth?
No, you have to paint too. Joe's need to know news, disturbing, but it's very interesting too. Police released more information regarding the 13 siblings who were held captive in what they're calling a house of horrors.
Oh, I am obsessed with this story.
David Turpin and his wife Louise Turpin of California.
That name is just, the whole thing is awful, but their names are strange. Their haircuts are strange.
Well, I feel like she cut all the hair, probably.
You think?
Did it himself.
Or did he cut his own hair and then he forced the boys in the family to have his haircut?
Something like that. But I mean, they didn't go to Fantastic Sands and get their haircut.
They're throwing around that they should be, him and the wife should be each getting like a life sentence, but I think an additional life sentence for that haircut, right?
I think they should just shoot him and kill him, like execute him, but yeah, the hair was pretty bad. That should add on to their sentence. They were charged Thursday with multiple felony counts of torture, child abuse, abuse of dependent adult, and false imprisonment. David Turpin was hit with an additional count of lewd acts on a child under 14, so
I'm very interested to know what that is.
Wonder what that is. I feel like there had to have been sexual stuff going on, too. There had to have been
something. But that's the only thing, and so I'm like, what does that mean? Because what's interesting is that her sister came out with like a Good Morning America interview or something the other day. She said that she had to live with them for a short period of time, and that he would come and watch her shower, but that she was so young, like a college student or something, that she didn't want to say anything. But like, he didn't do anything. He would just like come in like to the bathroom every time she was showering. And so I wonder like if that, like it could be something like that. I don't know what lewd act on a minor means.
Yeah, I mean, we have to look that up, but I feel like I think it's more than just watching.
But
that's
not, but if it was touching, it would be like molestation charges. It wouldn't be lewd act. I don't know what that like,
I'm sure we're going to find out more as we get more details. And the thing I'm interested in, too, is they were allowed to journal. All these kids were and adults. I wonder if they wrote down what was going on or if those were checked.
I think the law enforcement is reading all those journals right now.
The couple's also going to face 12 counts of torture regarding the child's malnutrition. Regarding the children's malnutrition. The youngest child, age 2, appeared to actually be fed okay, but the rest of them that were not. The oldest of the children, 29-year-old female, only weighed 82 pounds.
What I thought was interesting was that the infant was perfectly healthy and like, you know, plump and normal looking. And whatever was being fed. I wonder if with all of the kids, until they reach a certain age, they let them eat normally.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's something with an age, which I found out through my own Facebook stalking that the mom, at least probably the guy too, but the mom was abused as a child, sexually, emotionally, physically. So I wonder if the age that they start starving the children is the age that her abuse starts. Because when you look into people that were abused, if they abuse on their own children or sexually abuse kids and stuff like that, a lot of times they have a preferred age where that stuff starts because that's when they're
started. These stories are just insane. Some of the children suffered cognitive impairments from lack of food. The siblings were allegedly only able to bathe once a year. They would also get chained to their bed, some of them would, and shackled for weeks or months at a time.
And all these neighbors saw them doing weird things, marching in the middle of the night and all that stuff. They called them the vampire family because they only came out at night, never during the day. They slept all day and then woke up at like 4 in the morning and then started their day. So like,
or I mean, they went to bed at 4 a.m. They were up all night, went to bed at 4 a.m. But like, if you see like kids marching like that between 12 and 3, that's a little bit strange. I feel like it's weird enough. Nobody wants to be the person that like calls the police and snitches on somebody. But I feel like if it's even slightly weird.
I'm looking for stuff to call the cops about on my neighbors.
Yeah.
Constantly looking.
Like if it involves children and it's even slightly off, I say call CPS. There's nothing to lose. If there's nothing wrong, then it won't be a big deal.
And if they wash their hands, by the way, speaking of that water thing earlier with the girl, if they wash their hands above the wrist, it was considered playing and they were chained.
Jeez Louise.
So, like, God forbid you get a little above your wrist if you sneeze or something, you're going to be in big trouble. And I don't have much time, but I'll just tell you this brief story right here about how, remember how yesterday I said I want to eat sushi and maybe some wasabi to get my nose kind of, breathing better because
yeah.
It's hot?
Yeah.
I'm not ever going to have sushi again. A California man who's been eating sushi for every day ended up with a 5-foot-long tapeworm living in his body.
How? Oh, my God.
They had to pull it out. He said it felt like his guts were coming out of him.
Oh, my God!
But it was a 5.5-foot-long tapeworm.
No.
So, sushi later?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay.